USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Black Lives Matter is protesting outside of the Kenosha, Wisconsin courthouse as jurors sequester to decide the fate of teen shooter Kyle Rittenhouse. BLM activists threaten violence if the verdict does not find the teen guilty. Around 500 National Guard soldiers are on standby in Kenosha in preparation for a verdict in the Kyle Rittenhouse case this week as they prepare for possible large protests. Judge Bruce Schroeder retired the jury for the evening around 5:50 p.m. Central Time after the first day of deliberations in the trial of Kyle Rittenhouse. They will report back to the courthouse on Wednesday morning to resume deliberations at 9 a.m. Central Time. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, and they're worried they're stuck with it. One that costs too much or doesn't meet their needs, or for whatever reason, they're just not happy with it. If that is you, some great news. There really is another choice. It's called MediShare, and it's such a great option, especially if you're self-employed, changing jobs, or part of the gig economy. Here's what you get when you switch to MediShare. First, huge savings. The typical family saves $500 a month. You also get a massive doctor network. You can just use the doctor of your choice, or MediShare's free 24/7 telehealth option. And you get to be part of something you can believe in. MediShare is a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. No wonder MediShare gets double the customer satisfaction ratings compared with typical health insurance. So no, you are not stuck. You've got a great alternative. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Coronavirus cases are rising again, albeit slowly. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the chief medical advisor to the president and the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, spoke with Ted Koppel on CBS Sunday morning. Dr. Fauci told Koppel that there is a misplaced perception about people's rights superseding societal safety.
This misplaced perception about people's individual right to make a decision that supersedes the societal safety. That, to me, is one of the things that I think went awry in all of this.
U.S. Navy sailors who refuse to comply with the coronavirus vaccine mandate will be discharged and could face other administrative actions. U.S. Navy policy is to process for separation all Navy service members who refuse the lawful order to receive the COVID-19 vaccination and do not have an approved exemption, the Navy said in a statement. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Pennsylvania Republican Representative Dan Muser on Biden's social spending bill.
The $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill signed into law by President Biden Monday is being attached by Democrats to another $4 trillion in additional spending through President Biden's social spending bill, a.k.a. Build Back Better legislation. Republican Congressman Representative Dan Muser from Pennsylvania on Newsmax Monday.
You know, last year we spent $5.6 trillion for recovery and relief and for a vaccine. This year, if the Democrats have their way, they're going to spend more than that. This year alone, $6 trillion, maybe even $7 trillion. Look, I helped actually design the TNI bill, the infrastructure bill. It was far from perfect, but it was okay. But when something's attached to an additional, completely dependent, attached to a $4 trillion additional spend, that made it completely unacceptable.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Biden administration conveyed its intention Monday to pause new oil and gas drilling for 20 years within a 10-mile radius of the Chaco Canyon National Historical Park, which already prohibits oil and gas drilling within its borders. Drawing objections from the 24th Navajo Nation Council, which represents a lot ease of oil and gas leasing within the perimeter and which favors a 5-mile protective radius instead. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.